The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
This is a special edition of What Do You Think? For a very worthy cause. This has to do with the Huron County Imagination Library. Now that creates an image of a library that is in your imagination. Obviously, it's got a very firm ground, and of course, your folks that are with us today in the studio will be doing a fundraiser to help raise funds, and we'll get into that in a moment. First of all, let's introduce Mimi Harrington, who is the treasurer of the Imagination Library and a longtime library, chief librarian, head librarian, or the boss of the Bad Axe Library, okay? And Paula Holland, who is president of the Imagination Library. And Paula does this just as kind of a hobby because she does school teaching, I believe, in her day job.
Yes. Okay.
All right. So, first of all, ladies, neither one of you can field this first question. What is the Imagination Library?
Well, Imagination Library is a program that Dolly Parton started back in 1995. And she initiated it in her home county in Tennessee. And really, it was as a tribute to her father because she knew he found it very frustrating that he couldn't read as well as he wanted to. She wanted to give an opportunity to the kids in the county in which she grew up the chance to become good readers and be ready for kindergarten. And since that time, the program has grown from her home county to across the United States, into Canada, the United Kingdom, Republic of Ireland, and Australia. As of just the end of last month, 178 million books have been sent out to kids around the world through the Dolly Parton Imagination Library program. And that equates to over $374 million in books that go to young children.
Now, are the young children, they have to be in a special financial position, or their parents, I guess we should say, in a special financial condition, or is it open to all, or tell us a little bit about that part.
The program is open to any child from birth to the age of 5 years old, so that if a parent or a grandparent or caretaker enrolled a child in the program right at birth, by the time they graduated from the program, they would have their own home library of up to 60 books, and they are all free to the children, and books are available to children regardless of their financial status.
Paula, how did we end up with one in Huron County?
Well, my own kids were 1 and 2 years old. I went to go register them for the Imagination Library program because I heard it through teaching and realized Huron County did not have a program. So I called up a few of my friends and we got together, did a lot of researching, and decided to start the program because we knew how important it was for students to start reading at a young age and having that library at home for them even when they enter school. So in 2016 is when the program came to Huron County.
2016, and some of us, I'm included, are just hearing about it. How come we haven't heard more about it?
Well, we're trying to get the word out there. We're doing a different fundraisers. We're having registrations be at the libraries for when parents bring their kids to the libraries and check out books. They can grab a registration form. Here we are on the radio now, too, to get the word out a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a progressive guide as to what kind or what style of books and so on that, say, junior from age 0 to 1 and then another one for the others?
They come right in the mailbox with the kid's name right on it. So that's even the exciting part. It's making the child excited about reading because it's coming in the mail right to them. The books are for their age. So at 0 years old, they're getting little hardcover books that they can turn and themselves, and then by fifth grade, they're getting those books that their parents can read to them still and getting them excited for kindergarten. The last one is Ready, Set, Here We Come to Kindergarten.
Now, is there a guideline for you to follow as far as which books you choose for the individual age groups and so on, or not?
Actually, the Dolly Parton's headquarters, I guess you would call them, they are in charge of deciding what books to send out to those children. There are actual people that are that have a job at Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and they decide which ones are appropriate for their age level.
Okay, and now, do you periodically contact them for guidance, or do they send you a list, or how is that done?
Well, I think the list of books that are used for each of the age ranges is available on the Imagination Library website. Parents could go take a look, and they can see exactly what books they're going to get each year, you know, each month of each year that the child is enrolled in the program. And I think, as Paula alluded to, there are experts at Imagination Library that they research the books that are being published. They look for high-quality literature, and I think a variety of different kinds of literature in terms of themes and characters and that sort of thing, so that they but the Imagination Library makes all the decisions about what books will be sent, and then they take care of mailing all the books directly to children's homes. The challenge for us is that although the books are very affordable, I think they're about $2.10 per book, which works out to about $25 per year for a child. All the funding has to come from local sources. Dolly Parton does not provide any financing for the program, you know, for any program. It all has to come from local sources.
Well, and that would make sense, too, because I'm sure the program then is spread all over the United States.
Right.
Sounds like Dolly really had quite an idea behind her thinking when she created all this.
Yes, absolutely. And that's how, you know, I started it, just because of my love for books and the love that I have to spread to other kids and wanting them to read. And Mimi's the same way. So having the same visions of Dolly Parton, we wanted to make sure that we had it in our community.
So you don't actually have a library of inventory, I guess. It's you get the name, address, and whatever, and send it on to the Dolly Parton organization, and then they take it from there, correct?
Yes, it's like a computer-based program that we put all of the information in, and that information gets sent to the Dolly Parton's headquarters.
Now, do they bill you on a per-book basis, or do they say, hey, you need to put in $1,000 for next month or whatever?
No, currently the annual cost of the program in Huron County is just under $15,000, so we have to raise that locally. And if all the kids, though, in Huron County were enrolled in the program, it would cost us $37,500 a year to get those books out in the homes of those children.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we get billed on a monthly basis. The Dollywood Foundation will send an invoice, and it actually has line items for, we sent, you know, 50 books from 0 to 1, from 1 to 2, X number of books, and it all adds up to the what are currently about $1,200, a little over $1,200 every month that we have to, that it's actually now automatically deducted from our bank account. The Dollywood Foundation just takes the deduction, and we get a copy of the invoice.
So you need to make sure that bank account's got something in it.
Yes, absolutely.
We do. And it's been a very big challenge for us over the last 6 years. I think once we had to stop mailings for 2 months because we just did not have the money to be able to afford to pay the invoices. But we've been lucky. We've had some very generous donors in the past, and probably the most exciting grant that we have been able to receive was just this past fall. The Save the Children, which is an international organization, and Rotary International teamed up together to offer grants of up to $10,000 to groups involved in early literacy development. So Brian McCray, who is at the Bad Axe Library now, prepared an application, and we got that sent in on behalf of Rotary, and we got the full $10,000. It was very exciting. We've got the best funding that we've ever had, but it goes very quickly. At $1,200 per month, the bank account gets drawn down real quickly. But as part of this grant, most of that grant, or I should say, the grant consists of most of the money going to help pay for books. But then about $1,000 of it was set aside, and then Bad Axe Rotary matched that $1,000 to give us $2,000 for defraying the cost of the benefit that we're holding, which is what, this coming Friday?
Yep, May 6th.
May 6th at Verona Hills at 6 o'clock. So our intent in having this benefit is it's not only to raise funds, that's a big part of it, but it's really to increase awareness on the part of people in the county that this program exists. To get back to the point you made, you weren't aware that this existed, even though you may have grandchildren who you would have liked to have enrolled in the program. So we're really trying to focus on consciousness raising as well as fundraising.
Well, and I'll add a little piece of personal information there. We have a granddaughter who is going to have a baby in the not too distant future, and she has requested that people send a book rather than some other type of gift.
Good, yes. And so now you can enroll her in Imagination Library if she's from Huron County.
Which she is.
So. Perfect.
Now, are any of the surrounding counties in this program as well, as far as you know?
Tuscola County has their own Imagination Library as well, and they established in 2009. Mm-hmm. So they have quite a bit enrolled over there in Tuscola. And so we just wanted to help Huron County and get it up and having more students, I have to shut my teacher brain off, children into Huron counties. We want to enroll more. Right now we have about 589 children enrolled in the program. Yeah, there are 770 graduated already. So that means by graduated they turn 5 and they have a numerous amount of books at their house that they can have always have going into school in first and second grade with reading at home.
But it's interesting, if you look at the 2020 census data, there are apparently about 1,500 children under the age of 5, you know, as of the 2020 census. Well, if we have 589 kids enrolled right now, that means there could be another 900 out there that are not enrolled in the program. And we would just love to see enrollment go up, because we know there are still kids in the county who could be in the program and receiving books at home, you know, helping them with their school readiness. And we'd really like to identify those people.
That makes a good point. Some of these people that are listening may say, well, gee, I'd like to have more information. I'd like to get in on that, whatever. How do they go about it?
They can go to the website, imaginationlibrary.com. They can enter in their county, which would be Huron, and register their child or children right on the website. Or if they want to mail it in, they could go to the library in Bad Axe and get a registration form and mail it in that way. So both ways. Our enrollment.
Other libraries in the county, do they also have it or not?
Yes, they do.
Tell us a little bit about your fundraising activity and whether or not it's likely to continue in this form or in other forms.
Well, a lot of the fundraising in the past, and Paula can address this more because she was very busy from the start with silent auctions at various basketball games. We did
Pizza Hut night.
Pizza Hut tip night.
Yes.
But then, of course, COVID hit and we couldn't really do anything. But when we had the chance to apply for the Save the Children Rotary International grant, we thought, well, now's the time to do some kind of a gala or a big event. Tuscola does one every year, and it's very successful. So we came up with the idea of the pub trivia quiz, and thought if we can get 100, 200 people together, could make it a fun night. WLEW's very own Dave LeMaster is going to be doing the MC duties, and he'll be running the trivia competition. We also have 26 to 30 different gift baskets or items that people have generously donated, and we'll be selling raffle tickets, and then people can choose the item they'd like to be in the drawing for, then we'll have a drawing at the end of the night, and we'll have prizes for the winner, the team that wins the trivia competition. And we've got first-rate appetizers from a local caterer. And your $25 ticket gets you into the competition, the appetizers, and one free drink coupon and one free raffle ticket.
Yeah, and $25 also pays for a whole year of one child getting books. So buying a $25 ticket, you have to be thinking, well, I'm helping one child get books for a whole entire year as well. Having a fun time and paying for some books.
Now, one of the things that you have done was mention the team aspect of the trivia contest and so on, and call now, et cetera, to register, what have you. what if people just are hearing about this for the first time and they say, well, gee, I don't know, we can't get a team together. Can they come individually and just register at the door? Can, or do they need to send their $25 in or hand it to somebody like yourselves to get their ticket or what?
No, absolutely. They can show up at the door on Friday evening and say two or three people come together. We can pair them with others who don't have a full, generally the teams are up to eight people. So there's no problem combining attendees, you know, at one table. We just want people to come. You can just show up at 6 o'clock on Friday if you don't have a chance to stop and get a ticket at one of the local banks or libraries or Smith Distributing.
Are there likely to be more of these events, or at least a variety of events, to support the program?
We're hoping so.
Yeah, we're definitely hoping so. This is our first big fundraiser like this, so you'll probably need to talk to us on Monday to see how we feel. But we would definitely like to do bigger events like this because we hope it will, you know, raise more awareness. And we're always trying to think of, you know, different types of fundraisers. And when, now that things are starting to get back to normal, hopefully we can have a more diverse number of types of fundraisers.
If somebody has an idea for one or has a core that could start it, how do they get more information directly?
Email. You could email us. It's Huron County Imagination Library at gmail.com.
So we
would take
a Facebook page.
Yes, and we have a Facebook page as well, Huron County Imagination Library Facebook page. We would love to get ideas.
How about at the local libraries? Will they have anything that's kind of at least a basic knowledge?
Some of them do have, we have a flyer that we have prepared that gives background about the program and
how to donate.
Right, and what the program involves. Another thing, you know, about getting the word out, we would really like to work on getting a network of people that we can rely on in each town or city in the county so that, you know, in Port Hope, for example, we could have two or three people who know other people in the community, know how to go about fundraising in that community, and be, you know, the Imagination Library's contact for that community.
Yes.
And that way we'll have a nice network that's spread out over the county because we do have kids in every single town or city in the county, but that ranges from, you know, 11 kids in Fillion up to 144 kids in Bad Axe. The amounts we need from each community vary, obviously, based on the number of children that are in the program. And we would just love to see people pitch in and help us with fundraising in each different town.
Anything you'd care to add?
No, I don't think so.
Think
just to,
yeah,
you know, appreciate Please. Everybody listening. And if you have any ideas or if you would like to help us out, email us or go to visit one of the libraries in the area, and they would be happy to answer your questions.
And if there are any organizations or individuals that would like to make donations, we are always accepting donations, and we would love to get a contribution.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for being with us and bringing this information to the public's attention. It's something that I'm sure it's old hat to some people and brand new, what a great idea this is to other people. So maybe we'll have you back later in the year for a progress report. How's that?
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Okay, and you've been listening to our special edition of What Do You Think? And our guests have been Paula Holland, president of the Huron County Imagination Library, and Mimi Harrington, treasurer of the same organization and retired librarian of the Bad Axe Library. Mimi, I'm sure, was well known. How many years were you there, Mimi?
About 18 years, which I still find hard to believe.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, and just stay tuned for the next special.